It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 30th, 2018. Today is the birthday of Albert Pierpoint, a man who has gone down in history for his unusual occupation. Born in 1905, Pierpoint was England's most celebrated hangman of the 20th century, with more than 400 executions to his credit, nearly half of which were for war crimes following World War II. Pierpoint was sometimes dubbed England's official executioner, despite there being no such job, really, or no such title. In England, executions used to be the responsibility of the local sheriff. However, instead of officiating themselves, sheriffs used to delegate the job to a person of suitable character who was employed and paid only when required. Pierpoint continued to work for years at his regular job in a grocery store near Bradford after qualifying as an assistant executioner in 1932 and a chief executioner in 1941, following in the footsteps of his father and uncle. After his resignation in 1956, the Home Office acknowledged Pierpoint as the most efficient executioner in British history. A genial-looking man with a broad smile, he subsequently became a pub owner in Lancashire and wrote his memoirs, in which he concluded that capital punishment was not really a deterrent to crime. There is no official count of the number of people he hanged, which some have estimated as high as more than 600, but the most commonly accepted figure is 435. When he got his start, executioners and their assistants were schooled in the art and science of their craft and were required to be extremely discreet, conducting themselves in a respectable manner and especially avoiding all contact with the press. The first execution Pierpoint attended was in Mountjoy Prison in Dublin on December 29, 1932, when his uncle Thomas was the chief executioner at the hanging of Patrick McDermott, a young Irish farmer who had murdered his brother. On August 29, 1943, Pierpoint married Annie Fletcher, who had run a sweet and tobacco shop just two doors from the grocery where he worked. They set up a home in Manchester. At some point, and unknown to Albert, Annie learned of his other career, but for many months she did not talk to him about it, waiting for him to raise the issue. Pierpoint was careful about revealing the nature of the work he did for the government, and almost none of his customers or his neighbors had the slightest idea of his role as an executioner for the Crown. Only after the war, when he was assigned to hang Nazi war criminals, did the press discover his identity, and he became a celebrity, hailed as a sort of war hero meting out justice. The boost in income provided by the German executions allowed him to leave the grocery business, and he and Annie took over a local pub. He resigned abruptly in 1956 over a disagreement about his fees. Pierpoint was the only executioner in British history whose notice of resignation prompted the Home Office to write to him asking him to reconsider. Such was the reputation he had established as the most efficient and swiftest executioner the Empire had ever known. After numerous books and post-career fame, he and his wife retired to Southport, where he died peacefully in a nursing home in 1992 at age 87. The exact location of his burial remains a well-kept secret. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 30th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.